So let's bow our heads in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, I just pray for this morning. I lift up this time into your hands. I pray for the Holy Spirit to come and start our day, start our week, Father God, as we dive into your scriptures. I pray that the word that you wish me to share this morning will really encourage and lift us up today and really focus our attention on you back today before we start about our day. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If we can turn to Psalm 27, I'm going to be reading from verses 1 to 10. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I fear? When evildoers came upon to devour my flesh, my adversary and enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear, though war arise against me. In spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock, and now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, for my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Just want to focus on verse 10 again. For my father and mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. As I was reading this or preparing for this message today and like really meditating on these verses, I felt like verse 10 really jumped out and spoke to me. So I'm just wondering if you've ever been in a situation where you really felt alone, that you had nowhere to turn to, perhaps except for God. Maybe your friends and family were not supportive of you, whatever you've decided to do. Or maybe your closest friends just didn't know how to help you because they're not in your shoes or they're not faced with the same situation as you are. Or maybe they're just simply not around or available when you needed them the most. So in this situation, you might feel forsaken. You might feel alone. So I've experienced verse 10 very kind of vividly earlier on in my Christian life. So when I first came to Christ around 13 years ago, I was pretty much the only one in my family, in my immediate family, who was a Christian. And it was a huge struggle. My faith was very divisive in the household, and everything was a struggle. So I would have major arguments with my parents about anything related to faith. They didn't like me going to church because it meant replacing some of our family activities with going to church on Sunday. And then they didn't really like me going to fellowship either because it would take time out of my studies, it would take time out of my work. Because at that time, I should be working hard on my career or like focusing on studying or whatever. And they especially hated it when I went on mission trips because it's usually to a third world country. Their reasons were it was unsafe, and frankly, to them, it was a waste of time. Because we would argue so much verbally that I decided to not kind of share with them my faith verbally because it was very divisive and it was very, just not very pleasant. So then I decided to communicate my faith through to them by writing. So I made this scrapbook with pictures and explaining why I became a Christian, how I became a Christian, what my outlook in life was. And my mom read it, but she just kind of, okay, I finished reading it, here you go, and just handed it back to me without saying anything. So she didn't even ask any questions. It's more like, okay, so what? And so during this time, like, I just really, and I was living under their roof at that time. I wasn't married yet. And I just felt really abandoned by them. Like, almost like, oh, I'm not their daughter anymore. Like, everything that I do, like, you know, every life decision that I made, if I say like, oh, like, if I say like, oh, I feel like this is where God is calling me to, or I feel like this is where the Lord is leading me, even though it, because it doesn't make any worldly sense whatsoever, like, they would totally disapprove. And so although at the time I was quite plugged into the church community, at the end of the day, when I went back home, when I had to raise issues with them and say, oh, I'm going to do this, it was me who had to face them at the end of the day. And even though my church friends were there to pray for me, I had to face it myself. I have to face them myself. So I think David was probably in a similar situation here in Psalm 27, where he really felt alone with his adversaries and foes encamped around him, as it says in verse 3. So in response to this situation, he decided to take comfort in the Lord. He says, he declares, firstly, that the Lord is his light and his salvation in verse 1, and that he shall not fear because the Lord is his stronghold. So clearly he's placing his trust and declaring these things, these promises from the Lord, even though he might not feel it at the time. I think declaring it probably made him feel more assured and anchored in God. And that after he declares these truths and these promises from the Lord, then he says that he will be confident in God even though his foes surround him. That's verse 3. So why can David be so confident about this? Like, will God really pull through for him? Or is this just blind faith? Is he just like chanting these things to brainwash himself? I really don't think so, because in fact, he's not just chanting these things to himself, but it says that he actually actively had to seek out the Lord. So exactly what did he do? So in verse 4, he says, he dwelled in the house of the Lord. So he went to church and met with God in his house in a community and fellowship. And he also sought the Lord in his quiet time and meditated on his scripture. And so because the Bible and scripture is the living word of God, during his time with the Lord, probably like it really anchored him and really helped him refocus his attention on God. And it's not just some kind of wifty feeling that he felt. And as he does these things, he's reminded of God's goodness, his faithfulness, and his promises. It was only then, after really seeking his face, after really meditating in his temple, that he realizes that that God will hide him in his shelter and in his day of trouble, and that he will no longer sink in his problems, but be lifted high upon the rock, and that he will be able to sing praises to the Lord even in his most troubled moments. That's in verses 5 and 6. But note this, that he didn't say that the Lord will remove him from his circumstances before he's able to praise him, but after he's been in the presence of the Lord and assured by his promises and his faithfulness, then he's able to worship him in spite of his circumstances. So just going back to verse 10, for my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. This might not only reflect a personal circumstance, but also literally a child could be abandoned by his father and mother. And we're increasingly seeing this in Hong Kong, where we hear about it on the news, about babies being forsaken for being physically or mentally impaired, or the parents are dealing with substance abuse and cannot take care of their kids, or maybe the parents are incarcerated. So in these situations, maybe this would help us to think about how the Lord has taken me up and whether we can also be the hands and feet of the Lord to take up these children, because the Lord has also taken us up during our trials and when our foes surround us. So can I invite Jay to come lead us in song? So if you're currently kind of going through a trial situation, maybe we could use this time to seek the Lord's face, dwell in His house, and be in His presence this morning, and be reminded of His promises, and make Psalm 27 your prayer, declaring God's promises, who He is, what He said He'll do for you, and then take action, and then seek His face and dwell in His presence. Or if you're not currently in a trial situation, that you're in a good place, perhaps also take this time to be reminded of His goodness and His faithfulness in your life, especially when you were going through that trial period, how He brought you up, and just praise Him for His goodness. And after doing that, maybe you can pray for someone whom you know is in a trial situation, who might feel alone, who might feel forsaken, because they are the only ones who are left to face whatever challenges they're placed in. And can I also ask that you open your heart to the Holy Spirit and let Him move in you, and perhaps also pray for those who have been forsaken by their parents, and for our church to continue to arise and say yes to God's calling, to be God's hands and feet and take them in.
And He hears me when I go. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me where I call. Yeah, he hears me where I call, and he hears me when I call.
Heavenly Father, just want to thank you that whatever we're going through this morning, that, you know, you are the God, you are our light and our salvation, and that you will not abandon us or forsake us. That when our foes encamp around us, that you will take us under your wings, Lord God. And that we will not forget how faithful you've become, even in our challenges, when we're going through our trials, Lord, that we started to worry, we became anxious, we forgot who you are. We might even be angry at you and blame you for the situations that we're in, Lord God. But Lord, that you're ever so patient and ever so loving, and that your steadfast love has brought us through these trials, Lord God, and you will continue to bring us through and stand next to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for not abandoning us. Thank you, Lord God, that you're always so reliable and ever so patient. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So let's turn to our community prayer and stand in the gap and intercede for those who are going through trials, going through sickness. First group is people who are suffering from cancer. Next is a group of people who really needs the Lord's healing, but also really needs salvation and spiritual healing. Let's pray for the Lord to minister to them greatly. Let's pray for wholesome, complete healing in the name of Jesus. And let's really pray for the Lord to have mercy, that the scales in their eyes would just fall down and see who the one true God is. Next, let's also lift up those who are suffering from infirmities in our community, again, for the Lord's healing to come upon them. Let's lift up our community who is still looking for work, for the Lord to really open doors for them, that during this time, Lord God, as they continue to wait upon the Lord, that they're reminded of Psalm 27, that the Lord will not abandon them or forsake them, and that the Lord has the next job lined up for them that is matched with their passions and their gifts. This morning, we're going to pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the government, for them to have wisdom to continue to lead the country, the wealth gap, revival, various churches in Hong Kong, Sports Services International, Shanti, Masters Beauty, Sons and Daughters, Christian Solidarity, Worldwide, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, Hong Kong students, domestic helpers, and families in distress and their children. Let's lift up our staff. Pray for P, Nate, and Mon, who are still in SP New York, ministering to them. Pray for travel mercies and covering. P. Sam just came back from a ministry trip in Korea. Pray for recovery and the rest, and that he'll be strengthened, and as well as Rachel as well, who was on that trip. Let's lift up our hospitality teams, Ash and P. Andrew, that they will continue to lead in wisdom, and they won't grow weary in leading, for the volunteers won't grow weary in serving. I really have a heart to welcome our people into church. Let's pray for our worship team and sound and AV team and their leaders, P. Nate, Conrad, and P. Kenny. Yeah, that they will also like not grow weary in serving, for the volunteers to have to really have the heart in their ministries and really feel their purposes, that the purposes are fulfilled through these ministries as well. Finally, let's cover the house churches who are meeting tonight. First Street, Fontana, Garden, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lido, OPR, and Soho. Let's pray for there to be fruitful conversations, there to be amazing fellowship, and for the Holy Spirit to just be with them during the meeting. Let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, just I want to thank you for today, Lord. I just pray that, that the Holy Spirit continue to remind us of your goodness and your faithfulness as we continue, as Psalm 27 continues to resonate in our hearts, Lord, that we start our day and our week with you, remembering your faithfulness and your promises and your love for us. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.